Live around Australia on SEN, cricket mourns again. An Andrew Symons tribute.
Andrew Symons has it! And what a way to get it! A maiden Test Match 100 for a dream entertainer. That is a catch that only a special, special fieldsman can pull off.
Yeah, welcome to it, and welcome to Suncorp Stadium. Jason Matthews here this morning, and boy, when I woke up this morning, I didn't think I'd be sitting here at 11 a.m. on the SEN network bringing you a tribute to the great Andrew Symons, Roy, or Simo, as he was affectionately known as. And cricket's mourning the loss of another Australian legend. What was it, about a month ago that we lost Shane Warne and Alan Border within 24 hours, and here we are again today. We will be joined today as we remember the life of Roy by one of the best in the business, Robert Crash Craddock from the Courier Mail. Adam Gilchrist, one of his teammates, will be joining us as well. Damien Fleming, we'll have a chat to Flem about Roy the family man, an incredible dad, living life, loving life in Townsville with his family. We'll have a chat to Flem about that real soon. And Ian Healy, of course, will join us as well to remember the cricketing prowess of the man, Andrew Symons. Sad day today. Want you to get involved as well. Our text number is 0457 736 736. What are your memories of Andrew Symons? You know, growing up, was it the zinc cream on the face? You know, lots of cricketers growing up and wanted to be Andrew Symons, but donned the zinc cream on their faces before hitting the parks on weekends to play cricket. You can text us 0457 736 736, or you can give us a call 1300 01 1170. This man's done an amazing article already on the Courier Mail this morning and at the Australian. Robert Crash Craddock joining us. A special tribute to Andrew Symons this morning here on SEN. G'day, Crash.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Like, it's I still feel it's a dream, really, a nightmare that we're talking about it. But yeah, look, the news came through early this morning. Andrew was killed in a single vehicle car accident outside Townsville last night at 10:30 p.m. The cricket world has reacted as I thought they would, not just in horror, but there's been an outpouring of deep affection. Because here's the thing, Andrew had his highs and his lows, his volatile moments, but there was one key thread: his teammates loved him. You know, you'll hear it today on SEN, Gilchrist, Healy. Ian Healy loved Andrew Symons. He just thought he was the best, you know, character, yeah. Original. Same with Gilchrist. It'll come out. You watch.
Yeah. No, it's, you know what I love? I mean, as a one-day player, outstanding. 198 ODIs, Crash, two World Cups. But you know what? Didn't play enough tests, only 26 tests. And that's because, as you say, he was a character. He was who he was. And maybe, you know, that didn't suit the selectors or the captains at the time. But, geez, I would have loved to seen him play more tests.
Yeah, and with a test batting average that floats around 40, hey, guess what? You don't reckon England would have loved that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they sent a whole fleet of guys averaging 33, 32 to Australia last summer. He was a far better cricketer than he was given credit for in a technical sense. Sure, he was the big hitter, the dam buster, and he was the guy that revolutionised fielding with those beautiful dives and, yeah, you know, extravagant throwing. But he could also fight it out. And he lacked confidence at times, Andrew. You know, he didn't believe in himself that much. That's why he was a slow starter at everything for Queensland, for Australia. In one-day cricket, it took him he lacked confidence at times, Andrew. You know, he didn't believe in himself that much. That's why he was a slow starter at everything for Queensland, for Australia. In one-day cricket, it took him he'd nibble his way in and then go bang.
Yeah, I want to just correct myself too. I did say Alan Border passed away earlier. I meant Rod Marsh, so apologies for that. I just want to, my greatest memory, and I think a lot of people too, with the six to bring up the debut century when he was batting with his good mates. What's a great memory of Andrew Symons for you, Crash?
Yeah, it's funny. It's when he was a teenager. I was working on a Sunday and they said there's two kids called Matthew Mott and Andrew Simons batting in junior cricket, and they put on a stand of 400 and they put them on the phone. And so he put young, a 16 or 17 year old Andrew on the phone. G'day, mate. How are you? You know? And it was just him talking about what he did. Like he scored, this was a number 400 unheard of in junior cricket. But I like the fact that he stood up for what he believed in. All right. Now, here's one example. On the 2001 Ashes tour, he came to John Buchanan at the end of the tour and said, I'm retiring. And they said, what? And he said, yeah, I just don't like the team culture. He said, I just don't feel I can trust people. I just don't like it, you know. And they talked him out of it. But he was who he was, you know. He wanted to trust and be trusted. And my other favourite memory was when they were playing a test series against Sri Lanka in Darwin. Oh, you know, it's funny. They're such lovely memories. But, and he missed a team meeting because he went fishing.
That's
and
right.
At the meeting, they said, Where's Simo? And they were trying to half cover for him. And Matthew Hayden's phone went off. It beeped with a text message of Simo holding up a barramundi he'd just caught. And he said, mate, you just do not know what you're missing out on. So Hayden incredible. Sort of thought, oh, no. But it was after that meeting that Hayden said to Simons, he said, mate, you know I love you. But you've got two choices here. You either adhere to team rules and follow the ship, or you retire. And he said, if you retire, I'll support you to the day you die and remember all your great things. But there's no wriggle room in between anymore. You've got to... And that was when he was in his rebellious stage. And I thought Hayden spoke quite beautifully about it, actually, because that's mates tell you those things that you don't always want to hear, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was quite something. And, you know, his dad was West Indian and he had the chance to meet him but didn't. And you know, so Andrew grew up a unique character in the world of cricket.
Yeah, he was a great batsman, brilliant fieldsman and a more than handy bowler as well, Crash. He wasn't just a genius on the field. He had the ability off the field as a commentator. I loved his commentating on Fox Cricket. I thought he was outstanding. He had this ability to see things before they actually happened, didn't he?
Yep. Well, here's the thing, okay? 10 minutes ago, I spoke to his wife, Laura, and we spoke about this very topic, Jason, and it's a very good point you've made. He poked fun at himself. He said, oh, I'm not university educated or anything like that. And when you interviewed him, he'd say, oh, you know, my kids are sort of idiot-proof, which means even I can look after them. So he put himself down. But you've made the point. I was constantly impressed by his sharpness as a television commentator. He was very, just like yourself, he was ahead of the game, he had insights, and he read the game quite beautifully. You know, the blokes, he kept original statistics and the other guys would poke fun at him. But he was an interesting character because it was a turbulent life that he did lead because, you know, he was, you know, had English parents and he just, you know, he was adopted and really loving, beautiful parents, Ken and Barbara. Gosh, he just adored them. But he was going to play for England, tried to get him to play for them. He played for Australia. So he felt, you know, he had a few challenges, but he was, the thing that I always gave him credit for is even when he was falling out with the press and we had a lot of blues with him, his mates would say to us, no, we've seen him in the dressing room, mate. Trust us. He's a good man. And they always had his back. Gilchrist, Hayden, Ponting, Langer. They all like Simons.
Yeah. And that comes through in the end, doesn't it? 0457 736 736 is our text number. What are your memories of Andrew Simons? Or you can give us a call, 1300 01 1170. I'm chatting with Robert Crash Craddock, who's written a nice little article this morning on the Courier Mail and has spent a lot of time around Roy. You know, he loved Queensland. He loved the heat. He loved rugby league. Mm. And I think it's great that we're actually talking to you now from Suncorp Stadium because, you know, he tried out for the Broncos. He wanted to have a crack. He asked Wayne Bennett if he could, and he came along and, you know, he gave it a go.
He did, 2001. That's when he said to John Buchanan, I'm retiring from cricket. I'm going to play rugby league. And he went and saw Wayne Bennett, And Wayne says, look, as a rugby league player, Andrew, you're a fabulous cricketer. But they put him in a charity game up the road at Cougar Eye Oval. And he loved it. And he started the sledging, a bit of the sledging and a bit of the niggle. But he's always been regarded in the team environment as the guy that did things for other people, the guy that put the kettle on, all right? The guy that would clean up the mess. And in that game of rugby league, he got a clear break. He was running towards the line and he looked to his left and looked to his right to let someone else score the try, even though there was no one ahead of him. And I remember telling that to Matthew Hayden. He said, how did Simo go? I said, mate, he was in the clear. For no reason at all, he passed the ball to someone else in support and they scored.
Yeah.
And Haydos said, mate, but you know what? That's just Simo. He doesn't really want the limelight. And when he was really big, he got contracts with everyone, sponsorship contracts. There was two seasons where he was the biggest thing in Australian cricket. He signed all these deals to do marketing and all this. He did about one day of it and knew he just couldn't do it. So he went to Cricket Australia and said, pay me less and I'll do less for you, but I just don't want to be out shaking hands.
Yeah, he was at his happiest being around his family and fishing, wasn't he, Crash?
Oh, well, he used to put the pots in up at Townsville and then go barramundi fishing, and he'd put the tide times, he would write them on the windscreen of his car. You know, so, and he had cattle dogs. I often felt in a way that because Andrew was a little bit confused about who he was, that he was almost like he had the cattle dogs and the ute and the Akubra hat. It was almost his statement of saying, I'm Australian, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there was no cricketer quite like him. And as I said, very, very underestimated. And, you know, I'm trying to contact, you know, people like Matthew Hayden for a response, and I just know he'll be absolutely devastated because he and guys like Jim Maher spent half their lives talking about Andrew Simons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mate, our thoughts are with his family today. Gee, the cricketing gods have been unkind, haven't they, over the last 4 to 6 weeks? Rod Marsh, Shane Warne, and now Roy, all gone, you know?
Well, look, you know, I was talking to a couple of executives from Fox Sports today, Steve Crawley and Matt Weiss, and I could hear it in their voices. You know, they love Simons and Warney, and just, you know, they're a real part of Fox Sports DNA in cricket and self-styled characters, if you don't mind. And, and you know, I could hear it in their voice how disappointed they were.
Yeah, no doubt the North Queensland Cowboys, when they take on the West Tigers tonight at Suncorp Stadium, we'll try and do this for Andrew Simons. Crash, I've really appreciated your time today, and thanks for sharing your memories and your thoughts on Andrew Simons.
Yeah, thanks. And you'll hear some. I love who you've got coming up in the next hour, because they're guys inside the dressing room, and you'll hear it, and it'll be totally authentic. Gilchrist, Healy, and all Fleming, and all these guys, they all genuinely like Simons. There's not a shred of pretense. So it'll be fascinating listening. So it was my pleasure to pay tribute this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Crash. There you have it, Crash Craddock, on our tribute to Andrew Simons this morning, live from Suncorp Stadium as cricket mourns again. I wish we weren't. I wish we were waking up this morning and not having to deal with this. But only 46 years of age, and you've just joined us. Andrew Simons died in a single car accident just outside Townsville last night at around about 10:30. We will chat with Adam Gilchrist shortly. Damien Fleming will be joining us as well. And also Ian Healy. Let's get to a break. This is SEN.